Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels. The Synod of Bishops entered its second day today and began its work into the study of the Word of God. Pope Benedict addressed the bishops in the Synod Hall. Speaking about the Psalms, the Pope said whoever builds his life on this reality, on material things, builds on sand, and that only the Word of God is the foundation of all reality. The Holy Father pointed to the current economic crisis, saying that we see with the collapse of the large banks that money disappears and is nothing. The Synod will be meeting for the next 3 weeks. This year's meeting is notable for the large number of women who serve as experts and auditors. One of them is the American dogmatic theologian Sister Sarah Butler. Earlier, she spoke to Philippa Hitchin about her experience.
I'm not exactly sure why I was chosen to be an expert for this synod, except that there was a great interest in having women represented among the experts, and since I have a history of collaborating, I think that perhaps explains it, although one never knows. I'm not a scripture scholar, but they also need people with a dogmatic theology background in order to help contribute to the preparation of a document that will deal with questions beyond the specifics of scripture teaching, namely the tradition and the magisterium and how this all fits together in a Catholic understanding of the Word of God.
What are your personal hopes at the beginning of this three-week meeting? What would you like to see coming out of this in terms of support and encouragement for the work that you and others here do?
I'm not sure yet what my expectations are. I think there's some issues that aren't fully addressed in the working paper that are more of the question of the gap between biblical scholarship and theological scholarship and the ordinary people. That kind of gap has to be addressed because the new methods of examining the scriptures, historical critical methods, have introduce new perspectives that are confusing and make people feel that unless you're an expert of some kind, you shouldn't even open the book and that you have no access to it. So that's a question that I would like to see addressed better. But then there's the Lectio Divina and the use of the scriptures in preparing for Sunday Mass and things that have already, projects that people are already undertaking that I hope would be encouraged and strengthened.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.